Not all that could be done, indeed, but oh, so much. What do you think? He said at last. I fancy I shall call it The Story of a Ship. I think the idea is pretty good, but you won't be able to handle it for ever so long. Now, I... Would it be of any use to you? Would you care to take it? I should be proud, said Charlie promptly. There are few things sweeter in this world than the guileless, hot-headed, intemperate, open admiration of a junior. Even a woman in her blindest devotion does not fall into the gait of the man she adores, tilt her bonnet to the angle at which he wears his hat, or interlard her speech with his pet oaths. And Charlie did all these things. Still, it was necessary to salve my conscience before I possessed myself of Charlie's thoughts. Let's make a bargain. I'll give you a fiver for the notion, I said. Charlie became a bank clerk at once. Oh, that's impossible. Between two pals, you know, if I may call you so, and speaking as a man of the world, I couldn't take the notion if it's any use to you. I've heaps more. He had, and I knew better than I, but they were the notions of other men. Look at it as a matter of business between men of the world, I returned. £5 will buy you any number of poetry books. Business is business. And you may be sure I shouldn't give that price unless... Oh, if you put it that way, said Charlie, visibly moved by the thought of the books. The bargain was clinched with an agreement that he should, at unstated intervals, come to me with all the notions that he possessed, should have...